While gender diversity efforts may be stalling in the boardroom, the push to get more women into senior positions in traditionally male academic fields is gathering steam. The number of women who are maths professors is growing, and more institutions are signing up to a program designed to improve gender equality, as Lexi Metherell reports.
Kate Smith-Miles is a rare breed. She's among the 14% of maths professors in Australia who's a woman. But she says that percentage is slowly increasing.
It wasn't that many years ago where I think there were maybe less than 10 full professors in universities who were women. And these days it's more like 20 to 25. In terms of the sort of senior role model mathematicians, things are definitely improving.
She's the president of the Australian Mathematical Society, which is holding the first conference for women in maths in Adelaide this week.
I think many of us as female mathematicians are so used to attending a conference where we are the minority. And so it's a fantastic opportunity to attend a conference that's intended to provide much more support to women mathematicians than they normally encounter.
Maths is one of the fields being targeted by the Science in Australia gender equity organisation. 2 years ago, it launched the Athena Swan Project. It aims to increase the number of women in science, technology, engineering, mathematics and medicine fields. Participants include universities and research institutes. They're required to thoroughly investigate the gender imbalance within their organisation, and they're then recognised with awards for implementing employment practices that promote women. The project's executive director, Dr. Wafa Aladami, says the number of institutions signing up is growing, with 88% of universities now participating.
Generally, there is a positive, outlook out there. There is enthusiasm. There is confidence in the process that it is starting to really create the conversation, to create the dialogue. There is nonetheless resistance that is detected, but any change, any new process always challenge us and always make us think, but I think it is for the positive.
Silicon Valley has been the site of intense efforts to improve diversity in its company's workforces, and in fact a backlash is now growing against that, and some quite radical views are being expressed by men who feel like they're being sidelined in the push to improve diversity. Is that a concern for you in implementing this project, and how do you avoid that kind of response?
So the approach, we say this is not about women only. This is actually about equity. This is gender equity and diversity. We say we do need men to step alongside. And we know from the evaluation of the Athena Swan in the UK after 10 years of its implementation that the benefits were not only single-sided to women. All staff within an institute found it beneficial.
But while the Athena Swan program is still in its early stages, some universities are moving rapidly to increase gender diversity. Last year, the University of Melbourne moved to address the lack of female representation in its maths school by advertising 3 positions for women applicants only. Kate Smith-Miles is a professor of applied mathematics at Melbourne University, and she believes it will be a successful strategy for increasing diversity in the long term.
The aim of the strategy was that once they've got a really great group of young women there, it will become a magnet for other women to want to join the department. And certainly, as a recent arrival to the department, I can say that I feel that it's a very female-friendly workplace, and just having a slightly larger percentage of women around the place does change the atmosphere and does create more diversity and all the benefits that come from any workplace that has increased diversity.
That's University of Melbourne Professor Kate Smith-Miles ending Lexi Metherell's report.